Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust in his 12th year. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's our honesty expert. He's the guy that keeps our feet to the fire, makes sure that we understand all about being honest. He's the author of all the books on the subject. Just be honest. Honesty works. Honesty sells. You're starting to get the picture. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, Stephen, sometimes honesty gets you into trouble. It gets me into trouble all the time at home.
What's a good example of that, Jim?
Oh, you know the classic one, right?
Try me.
Well, do these jeans make me look, you know, a certain way? Or how do you like this on me? Or what about this? Or what about that? You know, if I tell the truth, you know, then maybe I get in trouble.
You know, a lot of people ask me that question, but here's the issue. When somebody says, well, you know, if I tell my wife or if I tell this person something, they may get upset, and that may be true. I don't discount that. But what you have to consider is how often do we say good things about that other person? Mm-hmm. So, for example, when somebody will say, well, you know, if I told my wife how she really looked in this dress, she would never want to talk
so
to me.
So I should say, so she says something about how does this make me look? I say, well, that blue looks really good on you.
And look, there's you could make an argument for that, but what I my comeback usually is, look, how often
I'm already going to get into trouble just bringing this up, by the way. So,
pardon
anyway,
me?
I'm already in trouble just for bringing this up. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, we can talk about how I got divorced, too, if you want. Some people might be saying, should I follow his advice?
That's another story. But no, but remember the movie with Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar?
Yeah, I do.
And you know, he just couldn't not tell the truth. He had to tell the truth, and so we all do this, don't we, during the day?
Yeah, but here's the bigger issue. You know, honesty is also about saying the good things. A lot of people are stingy with their compliments. So, for example, back to that issue. You know, obviously, you can make an argument for what you're going to say and what not to say. But here's the bigger question: how often do we tell our wife how great she looks, how much we appreciate her, or even at work, how much we appreciate our coworkers, our employees, our boss? You know, I had somebody who took a session of mine. She said, my boss does not appreciate me. And my comeback was, well, how often do you appreciate your boss?
Right.
And she said, she said, you know, he should appreciate me. And I said, well, you could make an argument for that. But the only person you can control in life is yourself. So you want to set the tone. You want to set the tenor. So a lot of times
have you noticed, though, Stephen, that gratitude and appreciation is in short supply these days? So what
absolutely
it used to be.
People are so stingy.
It seems to me gratitude and appreciation has become very stingy, and as you say, and very very short supply over the last 10-20 years.
Absolutely. In fact, I wrote about that in about the whole value of appreciation and honesty works, which is my second book.
Right.
Because the thing is, it isn't something that people focus on. You know, let me give you a good example of what I'm talking about. People might say, but I focus on that. My comeback is really, and let me give you an example. I was talking to a CIO of a major organization. I said, how did your year go? He said, oh, it went really, really well. And I said, why? And he said, yeah, because of, you know, and he explained a few generic, you know, conceptual things. I said, no. Do you know why it went well?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, that's a good question, because all I focus on are problems and fixing it. And then I said, well, if you're sending that, if that's how you think, can you imagine how your employees think? And do you think that's a very inspiring environment? Now, you can make an argument, right, that he had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it's about sustainability. It's about growth. So here's the thing. Positive news creates positive news. And so one of the keys is, what are we injecting into our communication? So, yes, of course, we've got to talk about problems. But do we ever say about the nice things? I mean, you just got to track yourself. People got to track themselves. How often do they say nice things to other people? And I'm not just saying please and thank you. I'm talking about looking at somebody in the eyes or sending them an email and saying, I appreciate you because of this.
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
You know, but the thing is, though, is these days, if somebody does something nice for somebody, you might not even get a thank you.
Yeah, and I know.
It's almost like it's expected, or it's, oh, wow, somebody did something nice for me. Well, it's just another day in my life. You know?
Well, okay, so that may actually be they don't appreciate it, but it may also be that they're self-absorbed, which I'm not saying is a
good
thing.
Right.
But it also may mean that they just got distracted. You know what I found in life, and this deals with the first book, just be honest, is with that notice and imagine. In other words, fact versus opinion distinction. We make up a lot of things about somebody else without checking in. So, yes, you send a gift, let's say no response. You could get really upset, but maybe there's a polite way to address it.
Right.
Is, hey, you know, Joe, did you get the gift I sent? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, because I didn't hear back. And then maybe he says, oh, sorry, I got busy. And then you're thinking, well, okay, last time I sent that person a gift, you know, and I'm talking about a client gift.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, it was sitting on my desk. I didn't even get a chance to open the envelope, which I've had that happen for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
The point is not to make up stuff in our head. At least check in with the other person.
Right. And that's part of honesty, isn't it?
Absolutely. Honesty
it's in a way that we don't typically think of it.
Yeah, it's about taking control of your life and saying, you know what, instead of complaining that the other person isn't being honest, are we being honest with that person about appreciation, but also about the difficult thing?
Well, you know, and the thing that you mentioned about employees and managers, that's the number one reason why people leave a business. It's not because of money. It's because they feel unappreciated.
Well, yes. In fact, when you peel it back even further, it's trust. So the number one thing that keeps employees engaged is trust. And so and how do you build trust? And you build trust by honest communication. In fact, anybody who doubts that, do the research. You'll find out the number one key to engagement is trust. When people are disengaged in the workforce and in our life, if you ask them, do you trust the person, they will say no. It's not about like, and it's not about a lot of other things. It's about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And how you build trust.
Trust is at the heart of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is essential to every relationship we have. I point out that when proto-market was born 10,000 years ago, when the first time a caveman dropped his club and said, let's do business, trust was there.
Yes.
And I think trust is more valuable and more important today than it was then.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When you talk about the age of the customer, which I love your book, incidentally.
Thanks.
It's a great, great book. The point is that how you build and deal with that is you have to tell the truth and you have to have trust with your customers.
We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. Honesty Sells, Honesty Works, Just Be Honest. Those are his three books. Quick break. And he's got a new one I'll talk about in the next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.